Baby? Baby, are you awake? Honey, did you really fall asleep? I didn't actually want to sleep without you. I was upset. I'm sorry, baby. It's so cold in there without you. I can't sleep. I want to be friends again. Or more than friends. Baby. You really are sleeping, aren't you? I can tell. You smell warm and sweet, like you do when you're sleeping next to me. I wish you were sleeping next to me. I miss you, baby. I had a lot of time to think in there by myself. I shouldn't have pushed you away. I didn't mean to, I shut down. You were angry with me, and I couldn't handle that feeling that I upset you. You're so peaceful when you're sleeping. Look at you. You're so precious. I can smell your shampoo. Your hair is so beautiful. You are so beautiful. So handsome. How can I be upset with such a sweet guy? Can you wake up for me, baby? I'm sorry. I want you back in bed with me. Honey, you're such a heavy sleeper. How can you sleep so soundly on the couch? And with this tiny blanket too? I feel horrible, baby. Well, I'm not sleeping without you, so I guess I'll just have to sleep in here with you. Though it's a bit tight here on the couch. I hope I can fit. I don't think I can. Oh, baby. Finally, I've been trying to wake you. Oh, sorry. Did I hurt you? I was trying to climb in next to you. I thought I could fit, but I guess I just ended up on top of you. I think I like this better. What? I told you, I was trying to climb in next to you. I didn't want to sleep alone. I know, but I was upset then. I didn't mean it. I could never mean that. You know I can't sleep unless our feet touch. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Our feet have to touch. Otherwise, I'm sorry, I know. I was rude. I just get so upset sometimes, and what starts as a simple disagreement ends in a... I was gonna say argument, but... explosion works too. I'm sorry, baby. I shouldn't have pushed you away. I hate when you're mad at me, especially when it's my fault. And when I saw your frustration, I got sad. And I didn't want to be sad anymore, so I... Yes, I sent you to the couch. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, sweetie. I instantly regretted it. I missed you as soon as you left. Yeah, you're my guy. Of course I missed you. It didn't take long for me to know that I made a mistake. Yeah. So can we just get back to bed and pretend like this never happened? What? Why not? But baby, I know the couch wasn't comfortable. I'm sorry. If I could take it back, I would. Really? Where? Your neck? Your shoulder? Let me feel. Yes, it's very necessary. I need to know where you're hurting. Let me feel. It's very possible. Now, shh. Show me where it hurts. Here? It feels fine to me. It feels very fine, actually. Very nice. Well, how am I supposed to feel your pain through your skin? Okay, you got me. I just want an excuse to feel your neck. Is that so bad? I don't need an excuse. So does that mean you've forgiven me? No? Oh, come on, don't be stubborn. I see that smile. Do you forgive me now? Really? You're a tough one to crack. Tell me, what do I have to do to get you to love me again? Well, it doesn't feel like it. Don't do what? Manipulate you? Who do you think I am? I've never manipulated anyone. Really? And the last person I'd manipulate is you. You're my love. I see that smile. You're my guy, aren't you?
But no.
Seriously. Are we okay? I know. We can't just brush over the argument with kisses. Though I'd love to try. I know. We have to actually talk through it. I say that communication is key, but I have yet to actually start communicating. I'm sorry. I have a tendency to run away. Or, in this case, push you away. Really, I won't send you away again. I do mean it. I love you. You're literally my favorite person in the whole world. I never want to hurt you again. Or your neck or your shoulders. But, yes, we should communicate. Maybe I should climb off of you. Because, well, I'm not running away. I'm looking. I'm not running away. I just figured that you'd want some space if you get angry again. No, you don't look angry. You look sleepy. I guess so. I don't have much energy to fight either. I just want you back in bed with me. Okay then. Yeah, let's talk. Where should we start? Or continue? Right. Well, this isn't actually about the rice cooker. I don't even really care about the rice cooker. I didn't feel hurt by you. I didn't feel as if you cared about what I had to say, even if it was just about a rice cooker. And this happened a lot recently. I'd come to you with opinions about something, or even just random thoughts, and you'd barely respond. It makes me feel alone. So when you dismissed my feelings about the rice cooker, I just exploded. Because I had been feeling alone for a while, and It's okay, baby. I should have told you sooner. But I held it. I let it build up, as I do, and here we are. But I won't hold it in next time, okay? I'll communicate with you when I feel... yes, alone. Really? Never again. Well, that's a bold claim. No, I would understand if it happened again, at least sometimes. You're a busy guy. You've got so much on your plate, a lot of responsibilities. You don't always have time to talk about a rice cooker, or a sweater, or that episode last week. I know, and it's okay. Again, you're a busy guy. And I appreciate everything that you do. I forgive you, baby, okay? But honestly, you're not at fault here. From now on, I will communicate my feelings earlier. I won't let them build up. I won't explode on you. And I won't push you away. And what else? I can't promise that. Manipulating you with kisses is too much fun. I love you. And I missed you tonight. Let's never fight again, okay? No, never. And I never want to lose you again. It hurts so much, knowing that I hurt you. That I banished you. No, you're not being dramatic enough. This is serious. And it won't happen again. I'll make sure of it. But really... I love you. I think you're wonderful. And I want to treat you as such. No more sending you away. I promise. You mean too much to me. Don't worry, sweetie. I don't feel alone anymore. I'm really glad we talked about it. Can we always do this? Communicate. Okay, good. I like it so much better than fighting. Now, would you like to come back to bed with me, dearest? This can't be good for your blood circulation. Good. I missed you in there. Yeah. Very sleepy. What time is it? Oh gosh, luckily it's the weekend. You're very handsome when you're tired. I'm not trying to make a move. I told you, I'm exhausted. I just missed you. You scared me tonight. Well, you actually left. And I know you only went to the couch, but I really felt like I lost you tonight. We've never fought like that before. No, we haven't. Okay, well, there was that one time. Two times, okay, but that's besides the point. I guess I'm just relieved that you're back. No, you shouldn't leave more often. Don't do that to me. I also think it's a little bit of guilt. Yeah, when you were asleep in the living room, you look so peaceful and innocent, and I just wondered how I could ever hurt you like that. I guess I'm just still feeling a bit of that guilt. I know we're okay now. I just wish I could take it back, you know? I know, baby. Thank you. I'm just so emotional tonight. Yeah, definitely. I think I just need to sleep it off with you. Let's get some sleep, honey. Honey, do your neck and shoulders still hurt? Oh, okay. Good night. It's just, if there's anything I could do, you would tell me, right? Really? I can sleep? Am I bothering you? Really? Oh, yeah, I am. I'm bothering you. I'll let you sleep. Oh, no. Get some sleep since you're so sleepy. I am sleepy too. But yeah, I'm feeling clingy too. You know I get clingy after we fight. I can't help it. Is it really okay? Because you seem very annoyed. Well, that's a relief. I'd hate to get on your bad side. Again. What? I know. It's okay. We're okay. I just Can I come closer to you? You're so far away. Yeah, and that's too far. I need to feel your feet, remember? Come here. And closer. I need to feel your skin. It's so cold. You're so warm. Yeah, that's better. I can rest now against your back. Oh, you smell so good. And your hair. So nice. Yes, I'll sleep in a minute. My gosh. You know I like to cuddle before bed. And I wasn't able to earlier because, you know, it's my own fault. But what's done is done, and now, I would like to be with you. How is it not fair? Come on. You love when I play with your hair. See? I know you. Feels nice, right? I'll be gentle, because I know you're tired. I know. I know you like my fingers. Why don't I put you to sleep tonight, huh? I know how much this relaxes you. Yes, I'll sleep in a few minutes. Don't worry about me. Consider this my way of apologizing for sending you to the couch. I know. But this is an extra apology. I made you sleep on that tiny couch. So let me make it up to you. Yeah? Alright then. Just relax, okay? Let yourself drift to sleep. Yeah, of course. Turn around. Get comfortable. I'll never hurt you again, my sweet guy. Get some rest now, okay?